It is Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, along with Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD, who stop by every Wednesday to talk about food. Wendy was just telling us off air, and I hope on air as well, that now all of a sudden you understand our passion for ice cream.
I know you all thought I was un-American, and you couldn't understand why I said that I don't really like ice cream.
Right.
Unless it's made, you know, in a hot fudge or turtle sundae, then I'll go for it.
Yes.
But I don't understand how people can just sit with a container of ice cream and eat it until I found this homemade brand at my local Mariano's. Mm-hmm. And
that's actually the name is homemade.
Homemade, yes. Brand, is, yeah.
It is coconut almond chip.
Yeah.
It's rife with flakes of real coconut, crowded with clusters of roasted almonds, and overflowing with oodles of our own homemade blend of dark chocolate chips. And I put it on a paper plate. I know you're saying you're ridiculous. Yeah, I know.
You didn't want to go bowl on this? You wanted paper
there
plate?
There weren't any clean bowls.
Was okay.
At least a Chinette, though.
No, this was just a Dixie.
Yeah.
I took a paper plate and took some scoops and spread it out, and then I put it in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Right.
And it was a slightly melted,
mm-hmm,
and so creamy. And I must have done that four times,
oh,
where I kept putting,
wow,
more on the paper plate. I finally get where you guys get off on ice cream.
Sure.
I feel kind of bad because Wendy she was liberated from the chains that can be an addiction to ice cream. It's,
yes,
just like if you said, I don't, what's, you know, what's this crack all about, right?
Right.
And you sit down, put some effort in, you're like, I get it.
That's right. One of their flavors.
Oh, really?
The crack flavor.
Homemade crack,
but
though.
Your method of flattening it out, I'm not familiar
it
with.
It wasn't, why? Really flat. I didn't use an ice cream scoop. See, I live with three boys.
Right.
One is my husband.
Yeah.
So a lot of times the dishwasher has been loaded, but has not been run.
Yeah.
So you got to take what you can get.
Sure.
The scoop was dirty, mm-hmm, the ice cream scoop, so I just took a large tablespoon, and when you go to scoop ice cream out of that, it's kind of flattened, mm-hmm, it's not a round ball of ice cream.
Yeah.
And then I put it on a paper plate, so it, because there weren't any clean bowls.
I'm sure a lot of listeners are with as well. I mean, there, how many times, you know, we've got a bunch of kids and you've got a bunch of dirty dishes and they're constantly making more, where you made a peanut butter sandwich with a fork,
mm-hmm,
like spread it with, it just doesn't work.
Totally
well.
Get you.
You do what you need to do. You should be on Survivor. You do great on Survivor.
Yes. As long as there is silverware and paper plates and a bathroom.
And a microwave.
You're,
yes,
fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you do microwave the ice cream for like 10 seconds.
That's a good idea. It,
yes,
softens it.
And because when you get it right out of the freezer and you're eating it out of the container, sometimes, and not even freezer burn, I'm, mm-hmm, talking a fresh thing that you've opened, it's still not smooth enough. So if you nuke it for a second, It smoothens it out. It's,
I always,
creamier.
It smoothens it.
Yeah,
that's a technical term.
I always take it out of the freezer a half an hour before I eat
a
it.
A half hour?
Yeah, that's, I know, that seems like a long time.
No, we give it, much like you know, meat. Anything, you let it rest.
Oh, yeah.
So we give it like 5 minutes on the counter before we scoop it.
All right.
Microwave, I'm
everybody,
telling you.
Everybody's, but that's the way to go. The microwave is a great idea because it does. It gets it done very nice and quickly.
Homemade coconut almond chip. I will be stopping at my Mariano's to get some.
You should sign an endorsement deal
while,
with that.
While you were there.
I will be binge eating it, just so you know.
All right. That's fine.
Soon
expect
we'll
a lot more Wendy
sort of
next week.
I was going to say, and a weight loss sponsor soon.
Yes, isn't that the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? No, it's Wendy in her,
she
wearing
found an ice
Rokan's
flavor.
Coat.
Don't cross the streams.
I love his white coat. I'm sorry, I really do.
It really is fantastic.
You're like a Dick Tracy coat.
It's a good white coat. In keeping with the food and comedy theme that,
yes,
has been going on today,
yes,
on your show, Lisa Lampanelli. Wonderful, delightful interview.
Wasn't she nice?
She was,
yeah,
just
surprisingly nice.
Gosh darn precious.
Yep.
Which
I
don't
her.
Think she would want us to say. But Ben and Jerry's, always, always one for the themes, or two for the themes. They have come out with four new flavors in celebration of Saturday Night Live's 40th anniversary.
Excellent. What are these flavors?
Wayne Swirled.
Oh, I like
Wayne
it.
Swirled,
yeah.
Wayne Swirled.
Uh-huh.
Gilly's Catastrophic Crunch.
Uh-huh.
With little tiny hands in it.
Yeah.
just marshmallow swirls, I think, is supposed to represent. And Lazy Sunday.
That was the song that Andy Samberg sang years ago.
Yes, 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 videos. Yes. Very good. Thank
what
you
about
for
D
that
in the
one.
Box ice cream? I no. would like that.
Too salty.
Surprise.
And then two wild and crazy pies.
Oh, that's good too.
That's a great
good.
One.
Are those
that's
available old. Right away?
And this is actually, they are, I have not been able to find them. I've been looking for them. So they're either selling out or they're in very small batches and they're just not everywhere. But Wendy, this one will be interesting. Two wild and crazy pies is coconut cream and chocolate cream pie ice cream with a chocolate cookie swirl.
That
kind of that's sort of in your wheelhouse. If
not
it was
like this
ice
crunchy
cream.
Coconut, man.
You know, you could think of more of those. I mean, they picked some obscure things. I mean, what about like waffle cone heads? I mean, you could.
That's good.
Oh, that would
that's
be good,
good
too. Yeah,
well, they had sweaty balls years ago.
They
that
did.
Was a flavor that you they, just couldn't find either.
It no,
was
they,
did? They,
yeah,
they did. And they also had a Liz Lemon, which is a little bit off to the side of this. More 30 Rock. But they had a Liz Lemon, which was a lemon sorbet with like a lavender swirl. It was really, really good.
Wendy and I are angling like crazy to have them on to pitch our marijuana flavors to
I
them.
Heard you guys talking about those the other day. They were hilarious.
Oh, thank you. We're trying yeah. desperately
what were some of the flavors?
To get there.
Other than the chronic.
I can't tell you yet. Well, Wendy had the best one. Rocky Mountain High is the
Which,
perfect okay. name.
That's outstanding.
But I came up with Emma Stoned. I think that would be a pretty
I love
good flavor.
That.
There's a Weed Whacker.
Weed Whacker was yeah. one of Wendy's yeah. better
a
ones.
A listener
yeah.
came up with Weed the People.
That's
I love
fantastic.
That's hilarious.
Those would yeah. also be great craft beer names, too, just so you know.
They would be, and might already be.
Is there hemp beer?
Look at this. This is like a think tank.
This
I
is,
think there is.
Yeah, but we're saying it on the air. So there, no. if there wasn't hemp beer, there is now.
Right.
What
right.
the listeners well, don't know we is we've Googled patented this. Everything in advance.
Right. Yeah, it's all trademarked. Also, Ben and Jerry's, you will be able to find the Tonight Dough, which is a Jimmy Fallon inspired.
Hard to find right now. We're looking. My family's looking like crazy.
I have people everywhere.
Yeah.
What's so, in that one? Besides Jimmy Fallon.
I'm glad you asked. Stand by. I'm getting chocolate cookie dough
and peanut butter cookie
mocha,
dough.
Oh, yes.
Mocha and caramel ice cream. Hold on now, of course. It
I like
refreshed.
The mocha.
Yeah.
Little musical satire.
Yeah. I miss with like mocha with, almond fudge.
With cookie dough. With chocolate chip cookie dough, peanut butter cookie dough, and a crunchy chocolate cookie swirl. I could really get behind that.
Yeah, that sounds very, yeah, very
I
good.
I want the peanut butter.
Hannah, you have some sad news about soda pop. Some people call it soda. Some call it soda pop. I just combine them. What is the sad news about soda pop?
Well, okay, this is something that I saw the news article, and we're going to be hearing more about this. The article just came out the other day, but there is a chemical in, it's a common soda additive called 4-methodidazole.
No, it's not.
It's called 4-mel. And
phonetically.
It is actually present in dangerously elevated levels as a caramel coloring in several common brands of soda, and it is the state of California at least currently mandates a cancer warning at levels exceeding 29 micrograms, and this is going anywhere from 3.4 to 352 micrograms per 12 ounce serving. It is considered to be carcinogenic.
Wow.
So this is something that obviously they will be looking more into. It is very serious, especially if you drink
tons of Coke
soda.
All day.
Yeah.
Flip the
Although
whiteboard
I'm,
now.
I'm just seeing the PepsiCo company mentioned in this.
Oh.
Yeah, specifically Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Pepsi One, they have been focusing on them. But I don't know that that doesn't mean that Coke doesn't have it.
Coke's going to win the taste test.
From now on.
Always is in my
Which
book.
One tastes more deadly?
But we've talked about this before, and colorings in general raise questions with people.
Oh, yeah.
I actually saw on the shelf the other day organic, not only the organic mac and cheese, but no additional colorings.
And it's jarring to see, isn't it? It's not as appetizing. We're so used to seeing foods a certain color.
It just looks more paprika-like.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like
reddish
instead of yellow. Yeah.
You just think, though, with so many lakes and ponds out there, that we could naturally find a way to make something look brown.
You would think. Could absolutely
algae flavor.
Hannah and Dana here from Flavor HD. Visit their website, flavorhd.com. We'll talk more next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Darn it, I did the first one better than the second digitally.
The first one was fantastic. It's the second one that gets you.
That's when I start thinking about it, and that's
I know.
When I get screwed up.
That's how they get you. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, along with our friends Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD, a fantastic website. Visit it, flavorhd.com. It's right there on your internet. The Shamrock Shake is back.
Oh, is it ever?
I couldn't be more excited. When, you know, as a fan of McDonald's, you know, you've been going there since you were able to kind of, you know, make out the golden arches and beg your parents to take you. You become identified with some of the things that they have, whether it's McRib,
yep. Yes,
the Filet-O-Fish, yes. And now the Shamrock Shake, kind of carrying on with no. The Irish theme.
Wendy's not a fan of
it. It is.
Wendy does not like it.
I am not a huge fan. I am a fan of the presence of it. Why? Does that make sense?
Because yeah, but why?
To me, it is the coming of spring.
Oh,
it is,
yeah, I guess.
It is a passage of time. We've made it through the horrible, hard days of winter,
yeah.
And soon we will be dying eggs and dying rivers, and mm-hmm. There are things that happen in an order. There's a succession, and this is
spring's a coming.
It yeah. is the pumpkin spice latte of spring.
That's what they said, but it really doesn't taste that good. I mean, if your
mint.
Other alternatives are just like, you know, water, milk, dirt, you know, Shamrock Shake's okay. But as we have come up with so many kind of cool and great ideas
of
that
course.
I think can make the world better. What would we do, Wendy? I think we could put some alcohol in it. But what would make Shamrock Shake better? Because I can't.
No mint flavor.
No mint flavor. I totally agree.
Like in the early days.
Yes. Yeah. It was just a vanilla shake with
green
food coloring.
Right.
Which wasn't as bad for you as red food coloring.
Agreed.
But we would marvel at the flavor of those, even though it was just vanilla with green. We would drink it and go, this is amazing.
Tastes like a shamrock.
Right.
But
right.
I loved them. I'm not a mint lover. And if you don't like mint, you're not going to partake in the Shamrock Shake.
Okay, to your note where you were saying it, we thought it tasted good because it
sure.
was green. I actually did a science experiment for a science fair
oh.
where I dyed the same color cake mix, different colors, and I asked people what flavor they were eating, and it absolutely affected what color,
you
what flavor they thought.
You were influenced by the color.
You were influenced by the color.
That is fascinating.
If it was dyed red or pink, you know, like the cupcakes would turn up pink.
Right.
They swore they were eating cherry or strawberry
really?
Cupcakes. Absolutely.
Really?
We are so stupid as a people.
I think we are. No, I can help.
But if I blindfolded them.
Right.
Obviously, they're
you're
like,
not influenced by it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Dane, I can answer your question extremely easily. The best way to improve a Shamrock Shake is instead of making it vanilla with a little bit of mint, you make it chocolate with a little bit of mint. You make like a chocolate mint shake. That's your Shamrock Shake.
Yeah.
All right, call Oakbrook.
Wouldn't
because
that
we
got
to get some people from corporate.
Or Jeff has an idea too. You have a way to make the Shamrock Shake better?
Yes. Hi, Wendy. Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Hey there.
It's half Shamrock Shake, half chocolate. It's called the Dirty Leprechaun.
Oh, it exists already? I didn't know it already existed. Wow. And I love the name. Dirty Leprechaun?
Well, some places know it by that. Some don't. You have to actually explain it to them, and they give you kind of a funny look.
So you can go into a McDonald's now, Jeff, and ask for that. They'll know what you're talking about.
If it's a younger crowd working the registers, yes.
Isn't that fascinating? In fact, Jeff reminds me of a whole thing I found on McDonald's Hacks. About, you know, the round
menu.
Egg that is on an Egg McMuffin. That's
yeah.
the only thing that's a real egg. It's an actual egg cracked into a circular form. I love
really?
The Egg McMuffin. The scrambled egg comes from a powder type thing. So
oh.
if you want to get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, you can tell them to put the round egg on the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And evidently, you can ask for a dirty leprechaun.
What?
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff, thanks.
Some people would think that maybe McDonald's might not do that, you know, the family-friendly thing, and you've got dirty leprechaun. It sounds a little naughty, but I think, you know, based on that cast of characters, you've got Hamburglar right there who's
right.
a criminal. And then you've got, you know, Mayor McCheese, of course, you know, the graft and kickback and corruption that goes along with
yes.
that. So I think
yes.
dirty leprechaun fits right in.
But I'm afraid if I go to McDonald's and ask for a dirty leprechaun, they'll go, Liam, and some guy will come out.
He's right over there.
You can also get a McDouble and tell them to leave the mustard and ketchup off and have them dress it up like a Big Mac.
Really?
So you're getting a McDouble. Of course, you're not going to get the sesame seed bun.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
But if you get a McDouble, which only has one piece of cheese, a double has two pieces of cheese,
sure.
And tell them to dress it up like a Big Mac, it's going to be $1.19.
Sounds like a bargain.
These
though.
Are McDonald's hacks.
See, and I do kids' cheeseburgers and ask for lettuce and tomato.
Oh, smart move. Now, will the spokesperson of the Shamrock Shake also be back? Do you even remember who used to be the spokesperson?
I believe.
What McDonald's
Purple
Land character?
That would be.
It
what
was
his name?
It was ready.
It wasn't Purple Glob.
No, it was not Purple Glob.
No.
It was the Grimace's
Grimace.
Irish. It was
yes.
his Irish
oh,
cousin.
Yeah. I know who it
Nick,
is.
Uncle O'Grimacy.
Uncle O'Grimacy. He's the Green Glob.
Yes. Not the Purple Glob. The Green Glob.
See, we should rename this segment. It should be Bill remembers names. names of characters we've forgotten.
Right.
Wednesday.
That would
That's
be better.
What.
Well, but Uncle O'Grimacy, his street name was Dirty Leprechaun.
Right. They called him that. Right.
That was during the Southside Irish Parade. That's what he was. Yeah.
Hannah, sadly, we did not have time. You have a recipe, and I don't know, can we post it on Facebook?
I already sent it to Kevin. Kevin is shaking his head that it is already up. It is an overnight oatmeal, and the one that he has right now is for banana nut. And you put it, it's got to be steel-cut oatmeal oats, people. I cannot stress this enough.
Because why?
It
tastes
takes
better.
That is long that it? For, it actually takes that long for it to absorb slowly the moisture.
Uh-huh.
If you put regular, like quick cooking oats, icky bad.
Oh,
it would
right.
be way overcooked, mush and burn.
Thank you, Jim Shorts, by the way. Icky
bad. Icky bad.
Okay. Bad.
So it's on our Facebook page,
it
and
is,
it's also on Flavor
and
HD
stay
or not?
Tuned. It is not. I can make it happen, though. And stay tuned for next week. I will have apple cinnamon oatmeal
oh.
recipe.
All right.
I like a plain steel cut, and you know, this is probably terrible for me, but I put butter and maple syrup on it.
Mm.
It's not great as long as you stay away from the caramel coloring, though.
The butter?
So you're fine.
Oh.
It's that sounds really tasty. Bad for you, but
you
tasty.
Know what though?
It's like a waffle in a bowl.
Like you were
without
saying,
the waffle.
I will tell you, if yeah. you put olive oil, just a little tiny bit of olive oil on it, it really, because the flavor of the olives comes through because it's warmed then.
I don't want
really
olive
good.
In my oatmeal. I want the sweet, gooey.
It's not overpowering,
I am,
though, right?
I'm telling
it's just a
you,
taste. It's
it just a adds a savoriness to it. It's really, really good.
I'll try it.
Try it.
That's Hannah. That's Dane. They're our favorite dirty leprechauns. They're at flavorhd.com. Visit them
Not
often.
Yet.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
But did you have a big purple glob in your
I did.
Mouth?
Yes, I did.